With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Bijou Podcasts.
Hello, check, 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 check,
no,
check.
Are you joking? You're check. Not starting like this.
No, I'm just checking, just doing a mic check. Hello and welcome to TTC with Ben and Stace.
Yeah, it's not bad. We're trialling a new title. You guys voted that in our Facebook community group for TTC with Ben and Stace.
No longer couple goals.
No, that's got to go.
Okay, it's got to go.
Yeah.
TTC with Ben and Stace.
How do we get TTC and Bijou Baby in together?
TTC for Bijou Baby with Ben and Stace.
Yeah, it's not
going to happen.
We'll get back to you. This podcast is season two of a podcast we've been creating since the beginning of our fertility quest, our fertility experience, our fertility journey. In building a family.
Yeah. So we've talked about all kinds of things. Preparing for conception, going through pregnancy, going through birth, and then
Going through miscarriage.
Going through miscarriage.
Going through the angst of not knowing if you would even ever
have a baby. Yeah.
Yeah. And if you want to know why we're going through fertility treatment, you can head back to Fertility and Cancer. Is, I think, one of the earliest episodes of season one, just to give you a little bit of an insight into our story.
Yeah. A bit of background about why we're having to do this the way we are doing it. Today, following on the back of our previous episode, which is about conceiving during a pandemic and the trials and tribulations of that, I've just been thinking more and more. I think we touched on it not in the last episode, but in a previous episode, touched on the experience of looking forward to trying for a second. And it was touching a little bit on the kind of guilt that I know I was experiencing thinking about having a second. Guilt in that, you know, we're so blessed to have Bryn in the first place. And then you've got him, and then he takes, you know, 75% of not just mine, but your attention as well. Like in life, he is the force of the family. Thinking about trying to shift the energy towards bringing in like a new little spirit baby, and how to do that. And it's come up for me a lot again in the last sort of week as we move closer to more appointments to talk about conceiving. And I know I'm just, I'm really having trouble shifting. And I think it's around intention. It's almost intention, like for having a second. It's like, why do we want to have a second? How do I pick up the energy for it, the passion for it, when I'm so passionate about the little man and making sure he has so much of my heart and my attention?
I think some of the themes that you've spoken about are definitely very much, I guess, common within anybody that is looking to extend their family further than one, not just people that are trying to conceive, trying to conceive the way that we are, or people like us in our community are, which is, in inverted commas, the unnatural way.
Yeah.
But I suppose, I guess these conversations have come up in our home from that journey more so because the hurdles that we've had have really asked us to kind of keep going back and reassessing that we definitely want this.
Yeah. Well, because it's hard. Like, and it's not. Yeah. You know, well, it's all hard, but I think, you know.
That's right. And in a pandemic, I think it's particularly hard. So I just wanted to give some context as to how the second child conversation has looked for us and how it's evolved. Because I think traditionally, of course, everybody that's looking to extend their family thinks, oh my God, how am I going to ever have room for some other child in my heart? And that's kind of your very reasonable response. But I think for us, we've had to come back to this conversation so much to really ask ourselves whether the battle, and I will say that word, the battle to get baby number two is worth. It's not just about having another child and taking off energy or attention or love from Bryn, but it's also about maybe some of the damage that we could be doing to Bryn and our family unit to get the second.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's definitely been why I suppose this conversation comes up and down as a very important one in our home.
Yeah. And it's like, it's not just the battle against the statistics. It's the battle against the system.
We went over in the last episode.
Yeah, yeah. Navigating, you know, other people that are hugely a part of your conception journey when it's normally just the two of you.
And I so don't want to go into the pandemic shit today.
Yeah. No. It's just that, not even the pandemic stuff, just the number of people you have to invite in. But yeah, I think, you touched on something really interesting there, which I hadn't totally thought about. But you're right. It's the energy that you bring up in doing this again that now you have to consider we have to consider Bryn and how our emotions are going to affect him in this situation.
And look, because you've come full circle with, I guess, your I suppose some intention, as you were saying in your earlier monologue.
my opening monologue with beginning, middle, and nearly end.
She says as she barely lets anybody. Like, I think I spoke for the entire episode last time.
Yeah.
But
you're a talker.
Yeah, but I think that's a really good point and a very valid and very powerful one. In that. Maybe the inadvertent commas battle is completely worth giving Bryn a sibling for the benefits that siblings have. On the flip side of that, I find siblings very challenging. Yeah. So it's like where I sit is a pretty different place to you today. Yeah.
But I think we've both got siblings and they can both be challenging. But I think when you were younger and you were growing up and you were discovering the world, having that sibling was amazing when you were little. It was for me.
And it still is amazing in different ways. It's just when you start thinking about it at being the be-all and end-all, there is a certain kind of expectation of the way to raise an ultimate family. Like, that would involve the way that you can be the best parent for your kid is to give them a sibling, or the way that to be the best parent is to give them, I don't know, like as much as they could possibly have, the private schools, all this dumb stuff that we kind of put on a pedestal as the way to have the ultimate family is definitely worth challenging. Like, as much as what we've been saying of growing up with a sibling is unreal, everything deserves to be questioned. And so at what cost, you know, at what cost is it worth doing? At what cost is, like, how long will we go for to give him a sibling?
That's like, a good point.
And what is it worth, really?
Yeah.
Because as much as it was great as a child, we've both, like, had different challenges with our siblings as an adult life. And look, we would never not want to have a sibling. And thinking about our own experience, never in a million years. We absolutely love our siblings. But I am saying that you can sometimes put pressure on building your family a certain way because we've been given this narrative that there's one way to have an ultimate family, and having a single child is certainly not what we've been told is the ultimate family.
Yeah.
And we would bag kids. You bag kids that are homeschooled, now that's something I want to do. You bag kids that don't have any brothers and sisters, an only child, now that potentially is what Bryn will be. Like, these are things that I suppose were looked upon as not ideal, you know?
Yeah, it's an interesting point that you make about that. It's like, we're just giving it to him like you're buying him something. Like is it we're giving him buying him something, a toy to so he can feel like he's got the newest toy. He's going to the best school. He's doing all these things. He's got a brother or a sister. Great. I don't know. I think it's where I'm caught between. You know, I'm a twin, and you know, growing up together was amazing. Like now, you know, you get older and you have your own beliefs and things change and you have conflicts and it does get more difficult.
Mm.
But when I was growing up, it was amazing. Like I can recall the feeling right now of certain times where it was like you've got a partner in crime, or like you were. I was never lonely, you know. Mm. When I was younger, there was always someone there. Sure, you have your little fights and things like that, but you know, it is always this like unspoken bond between you, like when you were younger. And like I often think about when we went on our baby moon. And we were away at a resort, and there was this couple who had one kid, and they were there, and they obviously wanted to have their holiday, which was fair enough. And they'd met other people there, and they were having drinks with them, and then their kid was off playing like in the pool, you know.
Mm.
But the kid was on his own, and he was more comfortable going up to adults and talking to them than he was to other kids. So it just, and for some reason, I really felt for that kid. Like I was like I had this. Like real feeling, like, oh man, you know, that he needs a brother or sister, that kid, you know?
Well, look, and I think we're really being very, I don't know, what's the word? Like we're exploring these ideas. They're not necessarily things that are kind of core beliefs. There's a conversation, it's a podcast for God's sakes, where we're kind of, and we're in a stage, to be very honest with you all, where we are, I think, really processing this and trying to figure out that exact balance of fertility treatment and trauma in the family around getting this particular sibling and making sure that this particular sibling is what we want. And now it's not just a sibling for Bryn. This is a baby, a new little human life.
Yeah.
There's so many different ways that you could go down this fucking rabbit hole of like, also, what kind of a world are we bringing this kid into? Like, so when you're really struggling to conceive, or when it is a really hard road, these things are they're much more attractive to look at because the road's hard.
Mm.
So you start going, if you had a simple road, you're not thinking about the kind of kid world you're bringing the kid into. You're pregnant already. You bang. Now you're celebrating and things are so great because a new life is magical and amazing. But when it is challenging, you come to points where you're like, is this absolutely what we want?
Yeah.
Is this absolutely? And I have to talk from my perspective right now. I'm going through this process of thinking about this from me and only me. Like I'm the one that goes through the treatment. I'm the one that goes through the pregnancy. I'm the one that has to essentially change my life because of breastfeeding. I'm the one that puts my business and my career on hold. It's me that takes the sacrifice and it's me that essentially holds a lot of that. So I'm still sitting in this process of thinking about it without the family dynamic for a bit and without the Bryn part for a bit. Because at the end of the day, Brynny will benefit from a life regardless of whether he has a sibling or not. We will ensure that his life is the most fulfilled, magical life we can possibly give him. And if that involves the absolute gift of a sibling, then that will be amazing and that will be our journey. And if it isn't, then that will be just as magic and we will make sure that we really take advantage of what kind of magic we can achieve being just the three of us. I'm very confident in that with a lot of fucking therapy over the past few months. So now it's really at this kind of scary point that I feel like we're going, wow, it's not just about whether we can fall pregnant. We've kind of taken this conversation to a whole other part of, well, I have for me, do I even fucking want to get pregnant anymore?
I've just kind of come into this conversation. Now I feel more confused than I did before we started talking.
Well, the thing is, you are in a different place to me because we've got one appointment in the next few weeks, which we haven't had appointments. We took a break. And to be honest, this appointment has kind of popped up in Melbourne where we're currently residing, which we didn't think would come this quick.
Yeah.
And it popped up. It wasn't a conscious decision. We made these decisions and I tried to get on as many lists as I could months and months and months ago. So for me, this isn't a conscious decision. This is something that the universe has offered us. but that doesn't necessarily mean I'm ready to partake or take up the offer. Whereas it sounds like you are.
Yeah. But I think I'm trying to figure out why. That's the thing.
Well,
I think,
you have to know why too. Like, I think having a kid is such a spiritual experience, babe. Like, giving Brinny a sibling is such a magical thing to do, regardless of whatever your relationship is with our siblings, your siblings, if you're listening. At the end of the day, giving them that offering is such a gift. You know, it is really a gift. But at the end of the day also, it doesn't mean that their life isn't amazing in ways that we could travel or do all this other stuff or have such a mature, beautiful relationship with him that wouldn't be built around kids first. It would be life first. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So I think the Bryn part is, I don't know, he's come for the ride in our journey and I think he probably already knows what's happening more than we do. And I think he chose it. I think he knows what the destiny is for this family unit and he chose it. So we have to trust that.
Mm.
But if you're feeling called to want a baby, that doesn't have to have any other reason other than a feeling.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think I've always seen myself with like at least two kids because I was one of two. And I think that's it. And now that we have Bryn, I'm trying to reconcile the feeling of taking away a little bit of energy from him to try and call in another one. And I think in doing that, I'm trying to figure out what my intention is to do that and whether it is a strong enough intention to warrant doing that.
I think, and that's the beginning of your point of the conversation. I don't really think that's something that you need to work out. I actually think that when you have a child that sorts it out. It sorts itself out. I don't think that you take from Bryn to give to someone else.
Yeah.
I think you build more love.
Yeah, okay.
And it's probably hard to conceptualize that when, oh God, sorry, my feet have gone all numb because we're sitting on this stupid floor with this dumb podcast setup. Sorry, I am a bit neg today. I feel like it isn't about taking away from one to give to the other. That's so classic Jenkins.
What?
Like classic, like morbid conditioning, like just like in order for there to be
given.
Have
something's got to go.
Yeah, it's just, and I don't.
This has been an excellent episode. I'm learning a lot right here. I'm learning about myself because it's true. Like I have trouble receiving more all the time.
You're married to a coach, bro.
So I'm like, this is like a real therapy session right here.
Well, I'm not trying to be your therapist. Fuck no.
I'm trying to, you know, sit here and
he's trying to give me tech directions of where to sit with the mic. But, mate, my feet look like they're about to fall off. My mum has such bad circulation. They went literally blue.
Yeah, okay.
He's not coping with the different mic levels. Just deal with it later in post, bro.
All right.
I literally can't feel my feet. Anyway, I'm not your therapist, but you were saying.
All right. Well, yeah, I'm just, all right, let's have another kid just because we want to. All right. That's
great.
Well,
there's one problem.
What, you?
Yeah, you haven't asked me at all.
Yeah, okay. What's your thoughts, feelings around this matter? Let's turn the microphone around so you can answer the question.
I kind of alluded to a few thoughts about me questioning a lot myself over the past few months and going through a fair bit of therapy with a specialized fertility therapist has been quite, very impactful. I haven't done therapy with a fertility specialist before, and that was run through the hospital. So she was amazing and is amazing. And I went through in the quarantine period after we had that cancelled attempt. Oh, the grief, as you guys know, if you listened to the last episode, for me was quite horrific. And so I really had to come out of that and look at myself in many different ways. And in that quarantine time, a lot of different elements of myself showed up. And I don't know if it's because it was quarantine, it was because I went through this other grief, if it was because I was, I don't know, there was just other parts of my personality or different parts of me that were showing. It was like I was getting held up, this mirror and I could see my reflection, but I could see all these other things in the background and all this stuff on the side, and my face looked different here and my hair looked different there. Like, it was like I was looking back at a very different person, and not in a way that was a transformed person, in a way that was like I could pick and choose the things I wanted to take with me once the mirror stepped away. And it was a real fucking kind of crossroads moment. I had some pretty big
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Things that I spoke to Ben about, I don't know, just sexuality and just different things around who I was. And I just, it just really, I don't know, what do you think it did? Like, it just... it just crushed a fair bit of my identity again. Yeah, and I feel like my identity has continued to evolve since I came out of radio and then went through so much with this journey and then became a mother that I just was like, how could it possibly be still evolving? And I think a bit of it was lockdown, but what I worked through with my therapist was a lot of it was distraction.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, a lot of this big... you know, all the things I just spoke about then, I was like thinking were these ginormous, life-changing downloads. And actually, whilst there was not necessarily dishonesty in any of those thoughts or feelings, it was just working a bit more as a distraction than it was anything that I had that was coming up for me. Oh, how do I explain it?
I'm trying to say nuanced to your experience.
Well, they were distractions, but it doesn't mean that they weren't anything.
Yeah.
It just means that it was like, you know, for me, I'm such a complex person. I have so many thoughts and such a vast openness to the way I can live, you can live, my family can live, life can be. That it sometimes means that I also overwhelm myself with possibility.
Mm.
And when you're looking to escape pain, that type of brain is dangerous because just because it's possible and just because you're open to it doesn't mean it's necessarily your current truth. May not be not a truth that is inside you or that is a truth from a fucking past life, like... but it doesn't necessarily always equate to what is true for you today. And so when I was in quarantine, going through all this stuff and going through all this pain, all of this stuff came up for me that I worked out with my therapist was a coping mechanism, really.
Yeah.
And avoiding the very big question that I had to face was, which was, what if I don't get more children? What if this is my family? And what if the picture I've carved for myself of me with four children living in the bush and creating and you know, creating business and doing amazing things with this ginormous big family is not my reality. It's more of this idea of what my reality would be.
I was going to say as well, I just talking about distraction, for me it was like thinking that, you know, the pain of that sort of dark night of the soul, career ending and career shifting.
Yeah, you know that the Thinker Girls started from nothing at the start too.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, you met me when things were running and now you're seeing me when things are starting again.
Yeah.
But I've been there both times
I know.
It gets to that point, but it's still a part of the picture. Like, it doesn't start when it becomes as big as what it can.
No.
So, sorry if that sounds defensive, but it's important.
Yeah, okay. But in going through this part of the process, I think the conception and moving through this and then trying to have another child was a bit of a distraction from that. So then when we got into this point...
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah. So then now we got to a point where you were... It was an unsuccessful last attempt.
Oh.
And then you go into lockdown and then you're faced with four walls and no choice but to stare at...
My life.
Your life and what you're going through. And I think, you know, that has been a trick. And then that has... You know, there was so much that happened in that 2 weeks and it really has thrown everything out and then led to this point where you're going through this stuff trying to figure out, like you said, if you want to have another one.
I think the thing, you're so right, and it is really complex for me. I don't know how many people could relate to this because my life is also my work. So if I'm thinking about trying, look at this, like we're trying to conceive, this is a part of my work. I tell stories via articles, books, you know, podcasts, my Instagram accounts, essentially of looking at putting together other courses that move into this field in the next few years also. And I coach people in this space too. So much of my life relates to my work. So if my life like this is going to change so dramatically, i.e. I'm not going to be getting pregnant and having children for the next 5 to 6 years, then what the fuck is the rest of my life? Because I was thinking that a book would come off the back of that, that there would be other kind of more motherhood and parenting focused work. And so it is very, very full on. And I've definitely realized that that is something that I need to change in my life as well because of that, because I just cannot... I've got no interest anymore in living like that. I've lived like that for 10 years and I can be a storyteller without it being the way it's kind of that it was crafted when I was very young and very different and was willing to give everything for that particular ambition. And that is no longer the case, but I'm still kind of out of that radio industry, but still running this old career story. And I'm starting to unravel out of that. And over the next year or so, you'll see that probably sooner. You may have noticed I'm not on Instagram much at the moment. Like I'm really working a lot behind the scenes to figure out how to, renege a lot of the things that are not serving me in the best way. So off the back of that, that therapy session happened and I came out of that and was in the shower and said to Ben, quick, come meet me in the shower. I needed to have a shower because it was such a big eye-opener for me to really see that I was actually grieving this idea of what my family was rather than what my family needed to be. And when I was honest with myself, if I thought about Ben, Bryn and I just being a unit for the rest of our lives, just the three of us, it didn't scare me. What scared me was losing the picture I had created that I wanted.
Yeah.
It wasn't the reality of Bryn and I and Ben being a unit forever wasn't the scariest part. The scariest part was letting go of this vision I'd had for myself and for us.
And I think I'm still catching up to that for myself about looking at that, going, reconciling that the picture that I have may not be the life that comes out. And reconciling whether I'm happy for us to be just the three of us, which I am because I'm very, very happy right now.
Well, it's life now. Yeah, like, what do you mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, if we didn't have another child, how much would life change? Nothing. This is our life now.
Yeah.
It's not like you had anything built on this other child.
No.
I had all this shit built on this other kid. The kid wasn't even born.
Yeah.
So it's also a nice thing to think about that if we do decide to have this child and there is a child, I know there is in my heart.
Yeah.
But if we do decide to have this child, then it's coming from a very different place for me. And not that Bryn was coming from a place of, oh, awesome, I'm going to have a kid, so now I can build a business off it. Like, it's not like I've sold our story about him being alive. Our journeys and our work and our things are intertwined, but they're not, it's not like a direct download or a direct transaction. You know what I mean? Like, it's still very considered, but it's not so much about this child or this potential future child per se. It was more for me about a picture I had. We could still have another child and then that would be it. That's still different to the picture I had. So two children is still different to four. You know what I mean? Like, I just had a very clear vision. Yeah, and it wasn't kids, so much about what the picture will end up with, whether it's us as the tripod, us as two more kids, even us as three more kids. Who knows if I end up getting back there?
Yeah.
But it was this very clear, almost limiting picture that I had created that I was spending so much time grieving when I was not asking myself of what the reality of that would look like and how it would affect me. And the response was that it wasn't affecting me as much as the grief of the fucking picture was.
Yeah.
How wild is that?
Yeah, yeah.
That picture doesn't exist.
No.
It's a fucking story.
Yeah.
It's a dream. It has never existed. And the reason women have so much trouble with this is because we are conditioned to create that picture from two, three.
Yeah.
Have a baby. Oh, you put a baby under your belly. You want to be a mummy? You're a mummy.
Yeah.
You be a mum. Like everything, it starts so early. Like even though Bryn's playing with babies, he doesn't have to think about birthing a baby, becoming a mother. Like it's just not in his people. It's just not offered to him that same way.
Yeah.
Whereas women, then you grow up a little bit more and you're told that the most admirable women and the most desirable women are those that want to be mothers, that are mothers. And so letting go of that story is so much about not just ourselves and what we've created in terms of what we wanted, but what fucking society has told us we should want.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, much to think about for me here.
You've still got a big smile on your face, which makes me think that you're clucky AF and you just don't know why.
Yeah.
And for me, I feel...
But that was... I was just going to say that was pretty profound. It's like it has had a profound thought for the first time, like, ever, that thought around what I'm imagining having two kids and, in your point, having four kids is a picture. It doesn't exist. It's the first time I've ever... that has really sunk in. That those visions of the life that you are looking at and looking for don't exist. And, you know, this is what obviously we talk a lot about manifestation and how that works, but it's simply not going...
Well, we don't on this podcast,
No, but I'm just saying, just we do in general. Work, yeah. But, you know, it's not just as simple as going, this is the picture I want. Okay, I just imagine that and that's what we're going to have because...
But hey, you can get that.
I know. Yeah.
The key is, though,
but
is
just,
to
just
not...
But that just really sunk in for me just then.
Yeah, and it's amazing. And I think it'd be an incredible spot for you to even pause this and let it sink in for you for a second. Integrate it. Like, the picture you're trying to go for and create and hanging on to with every single last, you know, call that you get from a nurse or every single last appointment or every single pregnancy test or needle or whatever it is a picture. It's not your reality. And it doesn't mean you don't go for your reality, but it is also about us getting really present in the moment and understanding that that reality, or I should say that picture, can fucking pivot and change at any point.
Yeah.
You know, and it's hard because when you're building something you care about and want so much and potentially have wanted for a very long time, it's very hard to be fluid and flexible with it, right? Like, it's like, it was like that with me with my radio career too. It was so, I had to be so ambitious. I don't know if I would have ever got there if I wasn't like that.
Yeah.
But I think also maybe with fertility and with pregnancy, we can afford to get a little less ambitious and start to get more into our feelings and not be so scared if that picture changes, because if we are supposed to have children, they'll come.
Yeah.
You know, we do need to be in it to win it. Like, we do need to go to that appointment, which is why we'll still go to the appointment.
Yeah.
But it doesn't necessarily, the appointment doesn't mean what it meant 3 months ago.
Yeah. All I'm thinking of that is, it's like, this is a huge effort to go towards emotionally, physically, spiritually, to go, yeah, maybe, maybe not. Maybe it'll work out. Maybe it won't. You know, it's just that extra
huge step. And
it's
very, very rich coming from us when we have a child.
Yeah, I know. That's exactly it. And that's where we come back to.
Yeah.
Come full circle with that.
Well, no, I don't say that from what you were saying. I say that for people that are trying without a kid.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
And that's throwing some absolute deserve spotlight onto you and where you sit and us seeing you and us shining the light on you and understanding that we come from, I'm not going to fucking word the P word, the privilege word, but we come from a different position.
Yeah.
And so we respect that it may be easier for me to be learning these lessons in this time because it's a second. And of course, this whole thing episode is about having a second. Like, we wouldn't have been having these conversations for our first.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have had these insights. We wouldn't be having this luxury of maybe or maybe not because we've got one.
Yeah.
So just acknowledging that if you're a person, you know, trying for your first, that this is, yeah, obviously about our experience. And our experience is trying to conceive a second child.
Yeah.
But we see you and we have been in your place, you know, and we probably wouldn't have been able, well, I know we wouldn't have been able to have these kinds of conversations and being fluid and free and we'll see what happens at a time where, I mean, we got there in some stages, but it was much harder for the first.
Yeah, it was.
To get there, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right. I think we can round this one off and I'm more confused than I was before we came on here.
Are you though?
A little bit. A little bit.
Why?
Well, not more confused. I've got more to think about.
What? But what? You have, I feel like you have less to think about and more to feel.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Sometimes I don't think you take my job seriously.
No, I like do. You look I do, at,
you look, you look at me and go, oh, how'd you do that?
Yeah.
That's what I fucking Zing. Do.
Yeah. You are very good at it. Yeah.
But I more mean the surprise that you give me yeah, when I say it. Not looking for praise, honestly per se.
Honestly, I've had like 3 or 4 light bulb moments during this past half an hour. Like, it's... I don't know. Sometimes, you know, you come into something, it's like you go into a coaching session or a therapy session and you think, nah, this isn't going to be any good today. Nothing's going to happen here. I don't have any intention. I've got nothing I want to talk about. And then you walk out going, holy shit, that was life changing.
But my downloads are on fire today. And when I say downloads, I want everyone to understand I'm not associating that with myself. Like, my downloads are like a divine download. I get things that come into my body and they shoot out through my mouth. Like, yeah. I don't know. I'm not trying to talk myself down, but I'm certainly not trying to talk myself up either. Like, yeah. Even in my tapping, in my membership program, we did tapping and I was just, it wasn't coming out of my ass because that means it's not important and not a part of me. Like, it is a part of me and I'm not trying to take away from that. But I just feel like things are coming through me like at a firing speed today.
Yeah, yeah. You're on fire. Okay. All right. It's great to have you on fire today.
You can listen to season 1 if you have not heard the show before for a full background and a very different journey to us trying to conceive Bryn, our little baby boy.
Yeah.
He's not so much of a baby anymore.
He's, no.
For those of you that have been following along, we'll just give you a couple of minutes of indulgent Bryn content. At the moment, his favorite words are God, what, everything.
Mama, mom.
Yeah.
Mom.
But he does it Dada. For you to kind of acknowledge him. So he just has to be acknowledged for everything. But his favorite words at the moment are, what's that? What's that? What's that? He wants to know what everything is, anything and everything. What's that? Is that a cloud? Is that a fly? Is that a letterbox? Is that a older man, a younger man? Is that a car door? Is that a digger?
But he'll repeat it. Like, it's like, what's that? It's a pig. Pig.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's that?
Yeah. And so, yeah, he's very, 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 very inquisitive and curious and... Yeah. So much energy and such a delight.
He is a delight at the moment.
Yeah. He's always been a delight.
Oh, he's always been a delight. Yeah, okay, sorry. That sounded really bad.
No, I'm just saying
he's particularly captivating.
It's a different, it's a different kind of delight. Yeah. He's so giving. Like, I think for such a long time when they're little, they're delightful, but in very different ways. At the moment, he's such an energy force that gives. Like, if you are having a bit of a bad day, it's not like a newborn smiles at you and that's different, but he literally can take over your mood in 3 seconds because he's such a little power force, isn't he?
He is, definitely.
Yeah. So, yeah, we are very lucky and he's landed in the right place. We all kind of fit together pretty well, I reckon.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm. And like number two or like wherever you are within your journey, they do, you know, you get them and you go, oh, okay, that's why you didn't come a second earlier.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why you're here at this exact time and just all of the things that you find really hard in the moments of despair and really hard in not understanding the timing of things when they come. You understand it. And if they don't come, then I guess you grow to understand that too.
Wow. That's also very profound. All right.
Just impressing my husband over here.
Yeah, I am impressed. Yeah.
I hope you guys enjoyed. There was so much in there. But, you know, we try our very best to keep this as unplanned, unfiltered as possible.
Yeah.
Because that's what this journey is.
Absolutely. Definitely felt like that today.
Mm.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Thank you. Bye for now.
See ya.
This has been another Bijou Podcast production.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.